coach, some might think that 12.5 seconds is still a lot of time for a New York Knicks team to get some offense going, but you guys have such a strong defensive stand. How much did you trust your defense to be able to do that?
Yeah, I think we guarded multiple actions and held each other too. Didn't foul. And that was a huge part of it. You know, Yanko showed his hands. JK pursued. Dyson got knocked down and got back up. And, we shifted. We made it congested. So a lot of good things happened on the possession from, sort of those kind of all five guys. Did their job, so it was and then the loose ball at the end, I think. We didn't feel like, I think we can do a better job with those, but we got one very well.
Coach, commitment when you came in, people like that said energy. Can you talk about how much you know he was to the man?
Jonathan's just been all in, and whatever that looks like on a given night. Something we've talked about as a team that, you've got a group, are you prepared to sacrifice what needs to be sacrificed on a given night in a playoff game? Whatever that looks like. Shots, is it minutes, is it rotations? He's embraced that. Tonight he did some things that really gave our team a lift. I think the biggest thing he's done is just defend him. Certainly, there's plays on the offensive end that you can play too, but I think that's been the impact that he's had on our group. Another guy who's going to compete in the NFL.
Coach, you were actually Dyson and Jagan pretty much all night, but then at the fourth quarter for that last 5 minutes, you had Dyson on the bench. Was that you just looking for maybe more shooting down the floor?
There's a lot of things that we go into those decisions over the course of the game. They're always, you're second guess, not you. Those are things, there's no right or wrong answer. There's a result. There's doing your best to try to figure the situation out. Dyson's terrific. I really thought, particularly in the second half, that he got to run the glass and just. He impacts the game in so many ways. It's whatever the time of the game is. JJ was playing well at the end of the third quarter and took him out with a minute and change. He would have liked to stand, I'm sure. We thought that was the right thing, get him rested. Corey got a really short stint. Two, 3 minutes, he was in there, he contributed, and then Jalen came back. That to me is what it takes to win, and that's being a team. It manifests itself a lot of ways, and everybody has their moments where they have to give themselves.
Are you able to even describe the emotions of that last couple of minutes? Are you able to even articulate the emotion you're feeling on the side when you're led for most of the game and the Knicks get that lead and you come back? What's it like? Because
That's this game. That happens. You're in fight or flight mode for a couple of hours every night. So it's the important things, whatever the lead was, that we kept running. And you're gonna have adversity in every game you have in playoffs. How you handle it is the main thing, and it could have gone the other way. I think we have to understand that too. But playing against the heavy team, you got to be better. We know that. It's great to get this one, of course. I'd be remiss if I didn't, because you're talking about the emotion of a lot of that. Our crowd's unbelievable. And it's really, it's fun to feel that connection. I think our players, myself as well, feel, it's one thing to have fans and have a team. It's a unique thing to have fans and a team that are connected, kind of battle through together. that's how it felt to me tonight.
Coach, of course, when CJ came here via the trade, we knew about the veteran leadership that he would bring. But over the last two games, it's almost been like he's stepping to a scoring time machine. Can you talk about how clutch he's been over the last two games and maybe give us some insight of what you two have seen together out during the court in the last two games?
Yeah, I actually have a little different spin on that that I think says even more, and I agree with your question. I'm not sure if it was one minute mark or a little after. We put the ball in Jalen's hands for possession. And I think what CJ has been able to do is as good as he's been, even throughout the course of the game at various times. That's how he started his time here. Okay, let's go. And JJ was really, really good. It was good to see him kind of play through a lot and stay even keeled. And CJ and all our guys kind of, just being behind whatever their teammates are doing. And obviously, in the last possession, CJ, he can create a shot. And, that's a unique thing. And he had the opportunity to do that tonight. Put a ton of confidence in being able to make those plays. And as I said too, I think knowing that he can do that and also being willing at a given time to defer to one of his teammates says a lot about the leadership that he's given us. And, I'm not discounting his pretty good play at the end of the game, but I think his leadership has been it's shown itself in a lot of other areas.
Coach, to piggyback on what you just said a few minutes ago about the energy of the team and the energy of the fan base kind of sinking. When you look at just what the fan base and the energy they brought tonight, this building has been able to experience playoff games, over the last few years or so. When there's a playoff game in this building and you feel that kind of energy, can you describe what the energy was like tonight in this type of game?
Yeah, the NBA playoffs are, it's a unique event because it is seven games. There's it grinds. And so to have, that kind of support, it can give you a lift, during those times when you just naturally become drained. I think it's the way this team plays, to me, is significant. They defend, they work, they share. That's the thing about this group that I've enjoyed so much. I think, I get a sense, I bet, that that's probably how a lot of people in the building felt tonight, too.
Coach, two back-to-back wins requires a lot of poise, both on offense as well as defense. Who or what would you attribute that to?
And I think guys are throwing themselves into the team. That's where you can find that. When you kind of go inward, you're thinking about what's either going right or not going right for you. It takes away some of your focus. So that's something that I think we try to do. There's a lot of things today that we executed to finish the way we did, but I also know that we've got a tough road ahead of us, and we're going to need to be better than we were tonight in a lot of areas because we're playing a team that is really, really good, and we've felt that all three games, and so we have to keep grinding.
Coach, can you talk about the versatility or the options that Nikhil and Dyson can give you, knowing that either one of those guys can take on Jalen Brunson and give their best effort, guard him night in and night out?
Yeah, we look at versatility. He's a really unique player. He has some guys that are great players. He's one of them. He does so many things. He's also got a presence. Those two guys being able to kind of tag team that matchup, I think they lift each other up. Because he's gonna make plays. You can have great possessions. It's just tip your hat. There's a lot of those. So I think.
think the two of them, you know, understanding that and also being able to, you know, to kind of work together in that sense is, you know, we're lucky that we have two guys who defend like that, right? Take that much pride in it, and, you know, because guarding him certainly demands that.
And you mentioned a couple times that you need to be better. Our question, like, how well do you feel you're playing right now, and what are some of the things that you know to get these?
Yeah, I think, you know, it will show up somewhere here, but, you know, we got to secure the defensive glass, you know, I think. And that's hard, you know, their size, their athleticism, you know, their commitment to the boards, it's not easy. I don't mean to kind of make it sound like you decide to do it and you do it. It's not that easy, but we have to make some inroads there. You know, I think there are some moments that some of those 50-50 balls that, you know, we have to come up with those possessions. And the last thing is take care of the ball. I thought there were some situations where it looked like we could get something really good, and we just weren't precise enough with our execution to turn us over. So it's hard to overcome those things. We were able to do it tonight, but you give up an offensive rebound, you miss, you give up another one, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a late shot clock three. And those are daggers, as they say. As I said, to the extent we can limit those more, I think we're gonna need to, we expect to.
Thanks, Coach.